Dakar, like most African capitals, is full of taxis. In most parts of the city, day or night, it's relatively easy to catch a cab. But ride-hailing application Uber still sees a potential market in Senegal, and some residents agree.
It might work here, but it will require lots of investment because we don't have the same organization as in the U.S. Like, when you are coming to my house, I will not be able to tell you exactly where my house is located on the map. So you will have to, you know, I will have to tell you a building or somewhere, a school, somewhere I can pick you from.
A lack of addresses means directions in Senegal's capital are based on landmarks. A bigger challenge, few drivers have the smartphones needed for the ride-hailing apps, and most have never heard of Uber or know how it works.
If they hire drivers with experience, they could be successful, like if they hire us, that's a possibility. But it depends on what they will offer.
Nonetheless, some riders think Uber could still work in Dakar.
There are already other companies here doing similar things. I think if this company came in, it would create competition and add something new to the landscape of transportation in Dakar. I think it could work really well.
Despite the challenges, the Silicon Valley company seems optimistic about new markets in Senegal and West Africa. An Uber spokesperson tells VOA they believe a collaborative approach in new cities benefits both the company and the city. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Dakar.